For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. A former alderman and fire chief is challenging Springfield Mayor Jim Langfelder in the spring city elections next week. I sat down with Frank Edwards to talk about the challenges he sees for Springfield. What's the biggest single challenge facing Springfield?
Jobs, number one. Number two's jobs. Number three's jobs. Economic development's right at the top of the list.
So you've been critical of Mayor Langfelder on his record of bringing jobs and businesses to Springfield. What would you do differently?
There's a couple things you have to do different. One is you have to make it marketable so we can bring jobs in here. And then our crime statistics, we have to get that under control, or we'll have nobody look at our city to say, let's go in there and put our business.
So what would you do to change that?
Well, I think you'd have to get the crime under control, and the way you do that is you do it from the top down with leadership. Be serious about it, and we would use what we call data policing, where we find out where the crime is and then go after that particular area, because if you don't stop it, it'll just grow like cancer. The second thing is utility rates. Our utility rates are horrendous for businesses. You're not going to get anybody to come in here with distribution or manufacturing or even build a big office building, for that matter of fact, because our utility rates are so high.
And so going back to the crime statistics, stats from the police department, from Springfield's police department, says serious crimes are actually decreasing, that they've decreased by 42% in the last 15 or 20 years.
I was really interested in that because they went all the way back to 95. You can play all kinds of games if you want to with statistics. Just go back and look at the last 4 or 5 years, and you'll see if you look at actually what's going on out there, it's serious.
Springfield has focused a lot on trying to redevelop its downtown with some ups and downs. For example, the YWCA block has sat vacant for several years now. What's your plan for that block?
Half of that has to be a park. And the reason it has to be a park is because of the development that they put under half of that lot, which is upgraded sewers and holding tanks. So you can't build buildings over the top of that. And then so you have the northern half, which is available for development. I think Andy Menard was on the right track. I support him 100% in trying to bring either UIS downtown or SIU downtown law school. Those are the kind of things that are going to help generate interest in the downtown area. Then the buildings that are downtown, you have to make it easier to develop, not harder. They can't be developed under the same rules as a brand new building out west. Now, I'm not saying make it so it's not safe. I'm saying make it so it's easier to develop.
So this question comes from a group of students at Southeast High School who participated in Illinois Public Media's Yes Civic Youth Engagement Summit. So a question from high school students. What are you going to do to bring more businesses to the east side?
Well, that's a development question. And the whole city, we have to look at. We're only as strong as our weakest link. And if crime's out of control, if utilities are out of control, cost-wise, we have to get those two things before we can talk about any certain part of the city. So as we approach development, you look at all the ways that you can use TIF district, business enterprise district. Those are tools that you can use to bring development to certain areas of town.
And anything specific that you would do for the east side?
Not really. I it's easy for me to sit here and come up with all the plans, but I'd really like to sit down with the community leaders and develop a team approach rather than just one person pushing their views on everybody. I think you're more successful when you get the community to buy in and help you with the project.
Election Day is April 2nd. You can find more of our coverage of the city races at nprillinois.org.